ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै चित्त्वास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं तिथि। श्री चैतन्य चरितामृतम्। I began it from Varavingham. Sarup Goswami met with Divine Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the auspicious bank of Ganges River at Prayag, where Ganges and Jamuna River meeting like elder and younger sisters. Ganges is elder sister and Jamuna is younger, but very beautiful, sweet and so soft, because she has had the love and affection of a special Krishna and Srimati Radhika. She is Vishakha. So Ganga thinks him fortunate that I met my younger sister, and now I believe that I will have someday the service of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. There Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami met. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always, he was sinking in the ocean of Krishna prem. Wherever he sees any river, he tried to jump in that river, thinking that this is Yamuna. If he sees any mountain, hill, or any high place, he thinks that, oh, this is Govardhan Giriraj, where Radha and Krishna conjugal, and so many gopis and gopi met with Krishna and served Krishna. Any forest he was seeing, he at once knew that, oh, I am in Vrindavan, where Radha Krishna conjugal, and with gopis and gopis he used to dance, and to do so many sweet pastimes. So here Rupa Goswami was looking. He has come from his home. How he has come? Taking some money from house, that I am going to Vrindavan, I will need some money, some wealth. Never. Totally everything distributed among his neighbors and his all others. And penniless he came. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived for about 10 days. And mercifully he told that I'm giving one drop of bhakti rasa. Bhakti rasa, although bhakti rasa is a very deep, endless ocean, no bank at all, water and water of rasa. But I'm giving one drop to you, that is to taste it. And so, see how sweet, tasteful this is. He is telling, Brahmand Bhramiti Kono Bhagyamanji. Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Yatavi. A person, conditioned soul, after lakhs and endless birth and death, anyhow by the mercy of Krishna, he has got a human shape, either male or female. No difference. Some difference is there. But I will explain it afterward. So, uncounted gifts. Going through endless birth and death passing by the grace of Krishna, we have received this shape of human shape. Kono Bhagyaman Jeev. What is the meaning of Bhagyaman Jeev?
Fortunate.
How fortunate? In any life, if a person has any kind of association of Krishna Bhakta or anything related to Krishna, like Tulasi, Ganga, Bhakta, Bhagavat, Bhagavat temple, seeing deities, taking darshan of deities, and serving anyhow, knowingly, unknowingly. Especially the impression coming by the association, by hearing something to true devotees, that bhagya comes, that fortune comes. If it is good impression, some strong impression, then he will easily have sadhu sangha, association of pure Vaishnava. And if he has not that, very little, then anyhow he will be related to Vaishnava. And gradually, if that impression becomes so strong, then by the grace of Krishna and Guru, that is Bhakta, he receives Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of Bhakti. How? That Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of his mother, and his last words she has fasted on the day of Nrisimha Chaturdashi unknowingly. He was attached to any prostitute, and prostitute kicked one day because he had no money, and then he was feeling so sad that he wanted to suicide, and he went giving up that prostitute in a forest. Unluckily, the forest was so deep, dense forest. While beasts were roaring in the night, he had got fear, and he entered in a broken temple. Whole day had not taken. He was observing fasting. And in the night, he went in the broken temple and took shelter, weeping and weeping. That prostitute also, not knowing that he is here, and he also was searching him. By chance, she also came in the night of the same place, seeking some shelter, and she entered in that temple in a corner, another corner. She was also weeping. Why I give pen to that man? She has lost everything for me. I've done mistake. And she was weeping. Thus both fasting and weeping, whole day, night, gone. At that temple was, Nrisimhadev temple broken. And at that day, when they were fasting, it was Nrisimha Chaturdashi. So Krishna arranged for both that they should be devotees. And that is why he came in the womb of Kayadhu, mother of the wife of Hiranyakashipu. And for more than 60,000 years, he heard Narada Rishi. How? His mother went in the same cottage where Narada used to live, because his husband has done to for austerities. So she was in the shade of Narada Rishi. Narada Rishi, thinking like a daughter, she gave shelter there, and she was there. So as we give class, he used to attend classes and to hear all. But as he was a lady, general lady, so she forget everything. But he was telling especially for Prahlad Maharaj, who was in the womb, and he was hearing. All the Vedas, Narada Rishi knows. He knows everything. He told everything for Prahlad, who was in the womb. And he was patiently hearing. For 60,000 years, you can imagine. Hearing. Anything question came, at once Narada Rishi knew, and he answered everything. So from birth he became high class of Uttam Mahabhagavat. He gave the seed of bhakti to serve Krishna, and he also gave water. In seed it sprouted, and it took the shape of bhakti lata. It crossed by hearing and chanting, remembering Brahmanda, and after that Viraja, and after that Vaikuntha, Dwarka, Mathura, so he can go. So he is describing this thing. Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bhi. If anyone is like this, having some impression of past lives, easily Krishna manages to have a good association. We cannot do. Who can do? Krishna can arrange. I think that you have not done anything for a good association. Some has done. But actually I see that Krishna has done. He has hold my this sticky and brought me here. Swamiji has brought me here. My Gurudev and Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami. I don't wish, I never desired to come. I wanted to be in Vrindavan, always remembering, observing in Krishna Bhakti Rasa. But they dragged me here. I think that you have never done so much labor to bring me here. No? Some has done. No? So, if we are sincere, then all arrangements come from Krishna and Guru. As we are hankering for Gurudev, searching Guru, Guru also searches good disciples. He comes to disciples, to conditioned souls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was searching anyone and he received a disciple like Rupa Goswami here. Rupa Goswami. Give up all his worldly desire. No desire was there. So if you like to have bhakti like this, you will have to follow him. You will have to follow Raghunath Das Goswami. You will have to follow Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, Sanatana Goswami. Otherwise, Guru wants to give you these things, but you cannot have. But if you are like them, no worldly desires, no to test anything of this world, only to test bhakti seva, Krishna service. So what is this bhakti lata bij? By making here disciple Krishna katha, Gaur katha, everything comes in this. Everything comes in this. If you will serve Krishna, our life will be successful. We can easily cross sufferings of the life and we can test bhakti rasa. This bhakti lata bij comes from shabda. It appears by outside like shabda. What is shabda? I told in morning? Govinda Bhakta. That means what?
Too much faith in the word of Gurudev,
yes.
Krishna. And is that this Shraddha that I call that Thakur? Because I was telling if you cut me into pieces, yet I should agree with Sanam.
This
is.
So if there is Shraddha, he must have strong faith on his Guru. Words. On the words of Krishna, on the words of Shastra. And these are three one. Narottam Thakur has told like this. But sometimes if it is not guru, there is no bona fide guru, then the words of guru are not same as shastra. Then we will have to decide ourselves what shastra is saying, what Krishna is saying. And if guru is not telling like the same, he is not guru. He cannot help us. But if the three are in the same line, then you should think that guru is qualified. Shastra Vakya never be false. And Krishna Vakya also should not be words, not false. They are true to extent. But sometimes we cannot know what is the meaning of Krishna words or Shastra word. So Guru explains it. So I told that Guru or Krishna gives that seva bhasana to serve Krishna. He is explaining Srimad Bhagavatam. He will tell the story of Narada Rishi, what I told yesterday, perhaps I know that, told today. He will tell the story of Kapil Dev and Devahuti, what is world, what is birth and death. He will tell the story of pastime of that he was moving in the forest and seeking new Puranjanupakhyan. You should know Puranjanupakhyan also. And after that, you should know Vritrasur. And after that, you should enter in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, how Krishna took birth, how his pastimes were so sweet, how he killed all the demons. He never killed any demon. What he did? Mercifully, he gave them mukti from that thing, salvation. More than that, he made them, some of them, engaged in his service and eternally. So he will tell all these things. Especially Sant Dasya Sakh and Vasal and Madhuras. All pastimes of Krishna is in Srimad Bhagavatam. But if anyone is reading Chaitanya Charitamrita from any bona fide Vaishnava, what he will tell? Only Madhur Rasa. There are some pastimes of all, very little, but from beginning Chaitanya Charitamrita gives all the Madhur Rasa services. If anyone hearing, he has so much bhagyaman, fortune, then he will hear Chaitanya Charitamrita. If anyone hearing the pastimes of Krishna, it is not certainty that he will enter in Madhur Rasa. But it is surely that if anyone from any bona fide rasic Vaishnava is hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, will have agreed to serve Krishna like gopis. And if he is not having this mode, then we should think that he is so bogus person. Not bogus, but unfortunate. Because he wanted to give this mode. So it comes like a seed. He is telling Mali Haya Sei Bij Kare Arupan. two kinds, there are so many kinds of seeds, so many kinds, especially of five kinds of bees are there. And in five kinds there are so many, some raw, some ripened, some so strong, so many kinds of, as we have seeds in soaps. So if we are having this bees from any shop of Rupa Goswami, in the shop of Swarup Damodar, then you should say, oh, very, very prominent, very powerful this seed is. So this, especially they are divided into two, Vaidhi Bhakti seed and Raganuga seed. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that if you don't know the difference between Raganuga Sadhan Bhakti and Vaidhi Bhakti Sadhan Bhakti, then you cannot enter in real bhakti. You'll have to hear all these things. At first you'll have to know that what is bhakti, what is uttama bhakti, to whom we should apply that Krishna, who is Krishna, what is the specialty of Brajandanandan, Krishna, and Dwarkadhish and Mathura Krishna, Rukmini Krishna, you'll have to know all these things. Who am I? How we can best serve to Krishna? You'll have to know all these things if you want really to enter in bhakti. And then you'll have to know what is the difference between Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. If you are not knowing, then so many doubts will come. Anyone tell that you have no adhikar in bhakti, in Raganuga, you cannot hear. You cannot hear it forever. No. Then there will be, oh, we are not qualified to hear the Raganuga word even. And forever we will be vanchit raha jayenge. We are cheated. Vanchit rahana means? Deprived of bhakti forever. So don't do this. We should know all things. Rupa Goswami has told that yatra ragan rag anuvaptatvat pravritti rupajayate. Where is no rag, but we are trying to enter in bhakti. What is rag? Attachment. What kind of attachment? Attachment with Krishna, to service, to serve Krishna. If there is, if we are going to serve Krishna, but there is no rag, no attachment, no love, affection or shraddha or anything. But we want to serve, because we know that if you are not serving Krishna, our life is useless. So by hearing the words from Shastra, we are going to enter in bhakti, but no ruchi, no taste, no nothing there. Then it is called Vaidhi Bhakti. But there is Shraddha. There is Shraddha in Guru Vakya, Shastra Vakya and Bhagavat Vakya and all other things. But no greed is there. Then this called bhakti is called Vaidhi Bhakti. hearing the bhakti of Prahlad Maharaj, Narada Goswami, I told in morning, anyone can decide that I should serve Krishna. In the line of Prahlad Maharaj, Narada Goswami, like Sanatana Goswami has told so many things about Vaidhi Bhakti. So now we are going to enter in Bhakti. Then we are qualified for Vaidhi Bhakti. But there is no attachment. Anyone is hearing? No. From Raghunath Bhatta. Raghunath Bhatta was so qualified in Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Rup Sanatan and all Goswamis of Vrindavan used to hear his Srimad Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit, himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda used to hear his Bhagavatam. So as anyone very qualified in the Rasik and Tattvagya and explaining Braj Bhakti, Damodar Lila, Kaliya Daman Lila. What Kaliya Daman Lila? Why Krishna wanted to control Kaliya? Krishna wanted to show gopis, oh, I am so bold, I am so strong, so powerful. I can dance on the hood of serpents also. And he make a fun like this. And he called all gop and gopis, especially gopis, girlfriends, like gopis, all were gathered there, assembled. At first Krishna showed that I am helpless and the serpent is about to kill him by his bite. At once Krishna jumped up and went on the head of Kali, and then he began to dance so sweet, having his hands here and there. And all gopis were at that time at the age of 5, 6, 7, but so bigger at that time, all were charmed to hear Krishna and to see the dance of Krishna. His main thing was to this, but outwardly he controlled Kaliya. So all were attracted and he wanted this. So after that, you know, the pastimes of gopis who did very hard stories in Katyayani Vrata, and Krishna told, oh, you are taking bath so early in cold season. The air is so and very cold season, and you are taking bath. Oh, you are naked. You should not be naked. You have done some fault, offenses to river and to demigod of river. So you will have to come to me and apologize for that. We will never do. After that, very sweet things in this. Krishna told that you should come and do pranam folding hands, up hands. At last they thought that we want to please Krishna and we are doing this hard austerities only to meet Krishna, and Krishna is here and he is telling anything, we should obey him. So they adore. They did so. And after that, Ras was done. Yonoras. There Krishna was controlled by gopis. And after the all the leelas. Hearing this, a devotee who was hearing all these things, he decided that I should choose to serve Krishna like gopis. I should choose how Yashoda served Krishna. So mood will come. Their bhakti, their serving is called ragatmika. Atmika means by soul. There is so much attraction, so much love in service of Krishna. Wholeheartedly, they are serving Krishna. But mother is serving, but not like gopis, by all senses. Hearing this, he concluded in the last that I must serve like gopis. Thus, a greed came. This greed is the cause or qualification of Araganga Bhakti. A rich comes at once with that Shraddha. Ruchi means some taste. What taste? In hearing. At that time, no practically service. He are hearing all these things. With a great care and affection, he hears all. And as much as he hears, his impression becomes strong and strong. Only this can lead us to Raganuga Bhakti. He is qualified. So he is telling that Shraddha only, whether that Shraddha is Vishwasmayi to Shastra. Understanding? Scripture. Either Lobhamayi Shraddha with test is there. Both are qualification of Bhakti. One in Raganuga, one in Vaidhi Bhakti. But if it is received anyhow, luckily, and if you are not hearing, both Shraddha will destroy and seed will be dry and it will not affect it. So we must hear regularly, giving up all activities, all worldly desires, even Jnana and karma, as jab tak hum log is jeevan mein hain,
as long as we are in this world,
having this human body, we'll have to adopt in any way karma and jnana. But they should serve bhakti. Bhakti should not serve jnana and karma. Otherwise they will cover bhakti and bhakti will be ruined. So we should know that though it depends on Shraddha, qualification of having bhakti, those who have Kanishta Shraddha, a little Shraddha, first Uttam Adhikari, Shastre Yuktau Chau Nipudah, Sarvatha Dhrhanishaya, Praudha Shraddho Adhikari Jasa, Bhakta Uttamau Mata. He has a strong faith and he knows all the arguments, all Siddhant, everything he knows. And he has very proud Shraddha, very strong faith. His faith cannot shake. Never, never. And he can reply any question very easily, because he has realization. So this is the Santi from Uttamadhikari. Like Sukadeva Goswami, like Rupa Goswami, like Sanatana Goswami and all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have heard that Swamiji, anyone can come in front of Swamiji and ask so many questions, about 10 many prashna.
Silly
question. Not silly. Challenging. But at once he used to solve like this. I have seen my Gurudev. Anyone challenging, coming to him and challenging. Very, very big questions. But he used to solve it very quickly. He is telling Harikatha, automatically his answer he has got and he will do like, oh, I have received my answer. So Uttam Adhikari. He knows, he is so much qualified in Shastra Yukti. Yukti, you know?
Argument.
All kinds of established
conclusion.
And he is also very attached to Krishna, very much. His Shraddha cannot say. So he is Uttam Adhikari. Sukadeva Goswami and told all there, all the acharyas in our line were like this, Uttam Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari, yas shastra adishu anipurah, shraddha manusa madhyama. Those who are so much dhih in shraddha, so much shraddhalu, so much shraddhalu, it cannot say, if they are not knowing so much shastra, they are not qualified in shastra yukti and shastra siddhant, they may be defeated by anyone, but their shraddha will be fixed, no harm. They will go, again they will be ready and they will defeat that person. These are Madhyam Adhikari. And Kanishtha Adhikari, like we are Kanishtha Adhikari, just jo bhavet komal shraddha sa kanishto nigadyate, where there is shraddha but very small and komal, soft. That now he is hearing so much and he now seems that he is so strong. And when he will out of the society and hear the arguments of Mayabadi, Yogi, Karmi, Jnani and others, then he will be second. Oh, you are telling it true. Then he makes it. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told Kharjatiya, Mukunda, I will not give prem to Kharjatiya Mukunda because he, in the council of Jnani, he becomes Jnani. In the council of Yogi, he becomes Yogi. And in Bhakti, he takes so good, long pillar and very big beak. This, like here, and very big, big chanting speech. So much. So heavy. They think that, oh, this will give me so much bhakti. So they steal like this. So they are Kanishtha. They can change their opinions. Those who come to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaji, they were impressed by him at that time. But when he left this world and went to serve his holy master and Srimati Radhika Jugal, Jugal, they became powerless. Some give up, renounce order, sannyas, mostly. Someone went to become householder. Someone left at all bhakti. Someone became Babaji. Some became Karmi Yogi. Some went in Nimbat Sampradaya. So thus they became. They were in Komal Shraddha. Not fixed. Not Madhyam Adhikari. Yet Madhyam, if they have become Madhyam Adhikari and having Nishtha, no? Then it would never be had been like so. No? So he is telling in the end that all human persons, whether men or women, are qualified to enter in bhakti if they have Shraddha.